We're joined by Coach Kelly Snodgrass as Dodge City wins 48-38. And, Coach, you look at the way your team was able to withstand the early run from Woodward and get a 14-3 advantage in the second quarter and then be able to finish it off in the fourth quarter. What was it that was most impressive about your team?
You know, we faced some adversity. We got into early foul trouble. I had a lot of girls step up. I was just pleased with their mental toughness. You know, they stuck with it no matter what we went through. They really just got her done.
What was your team able to do well against the 2-3 zone? Because once it seemed like they had Saul early on, got familiar with the zone, they seemed to get more comfortable at it. What were they doing better?
You know, I think the quick ball movement, we started kind of puncturing the middle. We looked inside, and then I had the girls crash on the backside board. You know, Jesse came up with a big rebound there at the end. So did Kaylin. So crashing the boards, I think, got us second chance opportunities against it. But more than anything, our quick ball movement and reversal.
And the other thing that I thought was very impressive, you look at those rebounds, the kickouts. Tia Bradshaw was able to get three threes, and Macy Price also had two threes of her own.
Yeah, you know, those girls really opened up their zone. I thought it was the bigs getting those rebounds and then kicking out. We always say we got to go inside out, and the girls stepped up and knocked down shots. So very pleased with their effort and rotation.
What about your defense in this game?
You know, we started to try to guard a man. I thought we could do it, but with the officiating, we kind of got taken out of it. So we threw their zone, and they didn't handle it real well. Just switching it up and keeping them off balance on offense, I think, was key.